Nigeria Info.
We're at 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. The sun rises here. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Beautiful. Monday to you. It's another work week. It's 16 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And today, I'm hoping we find for the state a representative for Oyo State. All right? So we have Kaduna on lock. We have Imo State on lock. I need someone from Oyo State. Yeah? Good. So please, 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 if you are from Oyo State and you would love to be in the Nigeria Info FM studios defending your state, well, yeah, something, speaking on behalf of your state, because in some regard it would be defending, in others it would be buttressing, it could be underscoring, it could be highlighting, it could be debunking, it could be correcting. If you have it in you to speak on affairs of your state, Nigeria Info begins a very interesting program on the sunny side in the month of February. Our first edition will be February 13th, and you can be in here defending your state. All right, so if you would love to speak on the politics, the patterns, the method, the madness happening in your state, of course, the good, the brilliance of it as well, indicates, I'm hoping you even get to call me. Yeah, good. Given that this is our first edition, the rules are a little lax, just to afford and allow everyone who's just out of their own good intention standing in defense of their state. We're hoping that this conversation begins to highlight state development drive conversation regarding state development, and maybe to whatever extent necessary or even possible, we are able to hold government accountable and get them to do what the people want. So, I need to even play you that audio. So there's this audio of Jerry Rawlings about a few years ago, an interview he had, and he spoke about a system where the people were particularly, not just astute, but they were sure and had their principles engraved into that system, so that even if the devil emerged as leader or president, the devil couldn't voluntarily or in isolation do what he thought the devil could do. He would have to necessarily do what the people wanted. It's such a compelling thought. And I would love to share, well, I'll borrow the thought and then, of course, share that with you to put power right back in your hands, to say to you that if it's bad, it's probably also because you're allowing it. Because the moments you resist it, things will change. Our first hour, we want to look at ECOWAS. And I would love your opinion as to how this makes Nigeria look. Does this have any particular bearing on Nigeria? And what exactly, or how do you even interpret this exit out of ECOWAS? How does it look? How does it make us look? Particularly now in a very complex world where power is currency, where unity is currency. You have to understand that Russia, across seven seas, is coming to Africa looking for kind of collaboration, consolidating relationships. And you would wonder, what does Russia want with Africa? Is it ideological? Is it political? Well, we could look at that in a moment. But it's just to let you know that as far as the world goes, politics is fundamentally Machiavellian. And people want what they want in order to reinforce their stance on a global stage. So how does this make Africa look? Are we stronger? Are we weaker? And is this a function of Nigeria's lack of something in order to hold or bind the unity of the continent together? We'll be talking about that in a moment. After this, we're looking at an alleged sexual harassment issue on the internet. It's a female military officer accusing superiors of sexual harassment. I mean, it's not just sexual harassment. It's psychological harassment. It's intimidation. And right now, the military has responded. I just want to get your reaction on that one. I wonder if you think she should sue, because recently a former journalist actually sued Donald Trump. And I woke up Saturday morning and I got a message, and apparently he's to pay her $83.3 million for emotional damage and of course, you know, sexual harassment and whatever else her claims are. I thought, what if we got about suing people who took advantage of the poor around here? Well, all that when we return. Remember, 2:30 on the clock. First, CRT will be in the studio. Education first, highlighting your opportunities, your lateral necessary moves, highlighting what the options are. Particularly if you have a little money you want to invest in education. Well, it's not so little after all. But if you have money you want to invest in education, this may be the place to look. First CRT is here at 2:30. In the meantime, we're off on a musical break. My name's Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 33 minutes past 12. Welcome to our conversation. First hour, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso announced withdrawal from ECOWAS. So, of course, ECOWAS is saying that this has not been done formally, but we're going by the statement of three nations that have given reasons as to why they're choosing to separate themselves from the vision, the objective of ECOWAS. All right. Now, 15 nations make up the ECOWAS bloc. But so that's also another conversation for another day, because I wanted to also find out, well, looking at the body and the structure and the reason for the structuring of ECOWAS, the reason for the uniformity and the unitedness, the reason for the composition of it, why do we still have insecurity? Somehow I feel that this may just drive us into something akin to conspiracy theory, because I was looking at arms supply into Africa, and apparently it's recorded that Russia is the highest supplier of arms, at least that's as far back as 2020. The Russia is the highest supplier of arms into Africa, and I've wondered, how many troops do we have on the African continent here in the name of coming to fight quell insurgency and fight al-Qaeda and stop this whole terrorism thing? Like, how many of them and how long have they been here, and why hasn't the issue ceased, or at least to a greater extent minimized to the point where we can say, as far as insecurity is concerned, Africa has dealt with it, has degraded it, and whatever is left is honestly negligible, because security personnel, home and abroad, are on top of it. So you see where I'm going with this, right? Okay, but let's just stay on the story for a minute. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso decided to complete sovereignty, or decided incomplete sovereignty, on the immediate withdrawal from the Economic Community of West African States. I would say a fundamental reason for the unification and creation of ECOWAS is to promote economic cooperation among member states in order to raise the living standards and promote economic development. ECOWAS has also worked to address some security issues by developing a peacekeeping force for conflict in the region. And of course, this also extends to, well, the unification and the creation of ECOWAS has within its purpose the objective of trade, and allowing for ease of trade between nations, security, and the betterment of the continent, right? So I want to touch down on, in a sketchy manner, why this is happening. According to the joint statement by Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, if you're on the telephone lines, please just give me a moment. I can honestly smell your appetite to take some bite out of this conversation. We'll get into it in a moment. If you just allow me to lay some foundation here. ECOWAS, in quote, under the influence of foreign powers, is betraying its founding principles. And this is actually in the statement by the three countries to say that ECOWAS has become a threat to its member states and its population. The three countries accuse the regional body of failing to support their fight against terrorism and insecurity while imposing illegal, illegitimate, inhumane, and irresponsible sanctions. Now, some of the nations that had faced sanctions in the past, at least since 2000, had approached the AU for some kind of resolution to come back into the AU. But reading the news, they say that the West African countries still under military rule intended to rejoin the African Union, but their bid to rejoin, or their plea to rejoin, flopped because the African Union refused for those countries that didn't come through a reasonable democratic process to be part of the African Union. So normally, the AU suspends countries that undergo unconstitutional changes in governance, such as coups, until they provide a regular program to resume civilian leadership. Now, this also is at the core of the reason why ECOWAS decided to lay sanctions on Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, when they were going through the upsetting of their quote-unquote democratic system. Military power grabs took place in Mali in 2020 and 2021, in Burkina Faso in 2022, and Niger 2023. All right. What else is worth noting? Now, the sanctions, of course. Sanctions include suspensions, the barring or limiting of trade or trading with neighbors. So the original bloc imposed sanctions, barring them from trading with neighbors. Some other top officials got a ban on them, travel bans placed on them. And I think particularly on the issue of trade, many of these countries felt, well, hey, this ease of trade affects our economy. But of course, the ECOWAS Union bloc said, or the ECOWAS leadership said, well, the reason for the sanction is for the restoration. If I can, I would like to put it verbatim. This is a Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, and I quote, "The Assembly reaffirmed zero tolerance against unconstitutional change of government." He said the Commission was ready to support these member states to return to constitutional order with the idea that democracy must take root, be promoted, and be protected, end quote. So you kind of get it from the ECOWAS perspective, what the ECOWAS is insisting on. I want to also highlight what could be the perspective of these nations that have asked French troops to leave their country. So I'm going to do my best to kind of summarize it. You would wonder, which is also the question I asked first when the show started, if we're having troops, local, continental, international, coming together to combat insurgency on the African continent, why does it still remain? Now, that's a lateral question, but it's not so lateral the moment you begin to understand the positions of some of these countries that are insisting that they don't want someone or some foreign power on their soil. By the way, Russia sent troops to Burkina Faso 3 days ago. So it's like one foreign power goes out, another steps in. So maybe it's one soft power versus another soft power. Well, Russia has been on the African continent during the Soviet Union. But after that, you know, disintegration of the Soviet Union, Russia had its own chaos to reorganize. And they kind of took their feet off. Well, I wouldn't say they had their necks on us. Or they had their feet on our necks. But they kind of just took off their grip on Africa a little bit. But lately, they've been coming back. And one asks, is this an ideological affiliation or is this political reintegration for territorial power? Okay, so let's look at what's said about France. Now, there's been growing protest against the French presence in Africa, where it was previously, or where it had previously flexed its military power. French troops recently were expelled from Niger and Mali, and others are considering scrapping independence-era deals that led to at least 30 French direct military interventions between 1964 and 1995. But here is the core of the matter. Africa gives France clout on the world stage. Have you thought about that? Because why are they here and why have they been here when the issue or the reason for which they have been here persists? Okay, Africa gives France clout on the world stage where France would otherwise not have had, you know, clout or had grip, because France is a middle-sized power. The French military presence in Africa has always, you know, allowed France to be at the heart of conflict resolution and management mechanisms in French-speaking Africa particularly. Now, with what is happening, France is an essential actor when security issues in West Africa and Central Africa are being discussed. But as you know, they've been axed out. But another reason one must wonder why France has been axed out, I mean, it could be many things, but fundamentally, France has carefully guarded its economic and diplomatic links with Africa. These persist notably with the CFA francs, the currency, that are tethered to the French treasury via cultivating close bonds with ruling elites. The African continent is regarded as the backyard of France. It is a product of its colonial history and how it negotiated its exit. So another way to paraphrase that would be France pretending to leave Africa so that it can even dig deeper into Africa. And so you've heard maybe the chants out of Burkina Faso or Mali asking foreign troops leave, particularly France. And so they have internal reasons why they think some foreign powers should leave, particularly France. And here they are accusing ECOWAS, Niger, Mali. Can you see I'm trying to weave something here together? They're accusing Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso of betraying fundamental principles and being a threat to its member state. They say that the body didn't support their fight against terrorism and insecurity while imposing illegal, illegitimate, inhumane, and irresponsible sanctions. So on one hand, these countries that have allowed coups, and yes, Russia supports, well, they don't physically or openly reject the military takeover in these African nations. So yeah, our guess is that they support it. But here, it does quite appear that ECOWAS is not supporting what may appear to be the reason why Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali are choosing their stand. And so here, it creates disintegration. Now, this disintegration can take different forms. One can be the coming in of foreign powers through soft power. As I just mentioned a few minutes ago, Russia has, you know, sent in troops into Burkina Faso about 3 days ago. And so my guess is because, of course, France is out, someone needs to come in. So at this point, it's all different parts that make up one singular picture. And it's at this moment that I'm asking you, do you think ECOWAS is strong? Is this a function of the Nigerian leadership? Do you think the leadership isn't doing something right? Do you think the leadership should have done something differently? Do you suppose that this has absolutely nothing to do with the leadership? This is just good old political tussle back and forth. The people want something. And of course, there's a tendency that they could disagree with the bloc. But then again, what does this say about the continent as a whole and where we're moving, how we are moving? If ECOWAS was set up for the purpose of economic integration, cooperation amongst members, to raise standard of living, to promote economic development here, to fight insecurity in the region and promote trade, if that's the motto, if that's the vision for ECOWAS, well, where are we now? And how much of their goals have they themselves achieved? And if members are beginning to step out, on Nigeria Info, let's talk. My name is Joyce. Welcome to 99.3. You're on the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. The latter is for women alone. I know you know that, except you don't. Otherwise, we're talking. Hello, it's good to have you here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you. Welcome.
My name is Comrade Suki, calling from Bayana.
Welcome, comrade.
Okay, quick one. In as much as I have a little bit of knowledge, I did a small course in international relations when I was in school. From time immemorial since 1950, Nigeria have not been able to have a hold or a grip on West Africa country. Imagine if America is in position of Nigeria, the whole West Africa country will be subservient to Nigeria. What if Nigeria control who become president in Niger, who become president in Cameroon, who become president in all these West Africa countries, so that it will have a positive effect on diverting all these this Fulani and what have you, this militant, this bandit and what have you. If Nigeria have the whole, we have oil. We can use oil to control these western countries to be subservient to us. We have resources and we have human resources to actually control them. Why is Nigeria is lagging behind in this?
Yeah, but I, what are you looking at when you say we have resources? Remember the other African countries are equally strong.
Are you aware that for almost for many years, Nigeria has been supplying chief justice to some of the African countries in the 60s. Okay. Are you aware that even in Cameroon, in some of the parts of the West Africa, Nigerians are there as a lecturer, as a teacher, what have you. In UAE, up until 1994, 1995, Cameroonian, Nigerian Republic, and all the West, they are international students in UAE. Because in UAE, there are many there. They send their international students to come and study in UAE. Even their army, Nigeria and the trained army for them. So why can't Nigeria hold grip? We have for you.
So what do you think is the issue here?
I don't know. It's like they're too myopic and they don't even know what they're thinking. They don't understand world leader. They don't play at international level. All what they answer is to see money. Imagine if America were to be in Nigeria in West Africa here. The whole Africa will be under Nigeria. But our resources here. Sincerely speaking.
Okay, so this is a leadership problem. So what do you think we should have done that we didn't do?
Nigeria was supposed to have a grip.
Yeah, so when you say a grip, can you verbalize?
We have been sponsoring leaders into their power. We have been sponsoring their presidency and what have you. Nigeria will have been using money to sponsor people into their political power. So that
which money? The money we don't have? You're talking about using money, but do we have money? We can barely figure out our budget funding.
It doesn't really mean, you know how much the America is budgeting for international aids and what have you.
Okay.
Nigerians are leaders. They're just after corruption. This is not how to play in international community. Sincerely speaking, this is not how to play at all.
So what does this say about the continent? What in your view is the issue now? Or what can be the issue? What can be the issue?
And you know they are bringing Russia. It could have been a meeting between them and the Russia that they should pull out. Russia is going to help them because they have opium. They have uranium. Mm-hmm. They have natural resources that the whole world is actually after. And look at Nigeria. Nigeria is even supposed to even be controlled in the Republic because of their uranium. Mm. And you and I understand what is even happening at Maiduguri, Samsa Forest. Is the uranium that is in between the Nigeria, Samsa Forest, and Nigeria Forest is even fueling this Boko Haram, what have you? You may not know. That's what is going on underground.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've heard what we've heard. So I kind of get it, but do you think other African countries would allow Nigeria to
Nigeria would have been pushing aids to this country. Nigeria would have been planting their leaders. Would have been putting somebody to. Okay, are you not telling me that America is not doing it? They are doing it. Nigeria would have been sponsoring within their sub leaders somebody to become president within some African countries, African nation. We have the money. We have the oil. Even to use oil to give to, you know, there is no free meal in free time. Even to give them free something, I say okay, pay. So they will use that opportunity to actually control their political atmosphere. So Nigeria, I don't know. That is why you see our worst 11 at the moment really knows. Our best 11, they are nowhere to be found at the political terrain in Nigeria.
Well, you've spoken well, and you have some points there. You have some points there, really. I do appreciate you calling it.
Why Nigeria will cough and Nigeria Republic will not catch cold?
Yeah, but that would be intimidation. You don't want that kind of hard power because Russia is not doing that, and Russia is stronger than Nigeria.
Are you telling me Russia has not been giving them something on that? It's not intimidation, intimidation.
No.
It's because Nigeria doesn't know how to play international politics.
I kind of get the undertone.
We have all the money to steal at home. That is why we fold our arms, and it's affecting us.
I cannot disagree with that.
It's affecting us. Our leaders, they don't read books. They don't even attend international seminars. They don't read books.
They
don't know. They don't read books. Are you telling me all these are vice president, all these are governor, they read books? Someone doesn't read. I've been to his office. I don't see any book in his office. He doesn't read. They don't read books.
Okay. Well, you've laid a good foundation. Thank you very much. And this is something we can build on if you agree with his position. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Peter Osifo.
Welcome, Peter.
Yeah, the exit of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger Republic from ECOWAS to me, people are being good riddance to bad rubbish, ordinarily.
Okay.
That is from ECOWAS.
Mm.
But ECOWAS itself has said that these three countries have not yet followed the normal procedure to leave. So I begin to wonder why they are saying that. Because already they have given them, they have told them, because of the military rule in these three countries, ECOWAS have laid sanctions on them. So I still wonder why they have not why they are still saying that they have not followed this normal procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Be that as it may, I think these people that have, or these three countries that are practicing military regime, is due to greed, nothing but greed. And they have left ECOWAS, probably because of the leadership of ECOWAS, and that is the present president of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. But be that as it may, many Nigerians are even happy that these countries have left ECOWAS because of Bola Ahmed Tinubu. And I still believe that these are whalers. You know, these whalers are people who are happy because they want what has happened in these three countries to also happen in Nigeria. But they have forgotten to know that in the short run, people will be happy.
Okay, pardon me.
The civilian regime, yes?
Pardon me. I really have to be off on a break. I would love for you to please call me back, okay? Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're a minute and a quarter away from the top of the hour, where we're going to be giving to you the news updates. We need to expand our mind on this ECOWAS situation. Necessarily so, because of all the factors that inform the unity of the African continent. So here we're talking about Russia, which I also must share with you immediately. A contingent of Russian military personnel flew into Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, on Wednesday in what appeared to be the first significant deployment of African troops to the West African country. Now, when you look at this, you must think about why French troops had to leave. And I have just shared with you what appears to be a sketchy summary of France's presence in Africa, on the African soil, and how France, in order to sustain itself economically, must dig its claws into the veins of Africa to get the blood that must keep it alive. Oh yeah, sure. So you're looking at how they regulate currency, you're looking at their access to resource, and if you are wondering, Russia does have access to African resource. So basically what they do is they provide military, provide arms, and I will be sharing with you after the news some of the things Africa, as Moscow sends into Africa. But have you wondered what goes out of Africa? Documentations prove that what goes out of Africa is more than the aid that comes into Africa. And so with this situation of a disintegration, or at least the stepping aside of members from the ECOWAS bloc, what does this say of Africa and our unity? Off on a break. News update is next. My name's Joyce. We'll continue on the other side of the hour. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Yeah. So we're talking about this new development. And I'm asking you, how does this make ECOWAS look? ECOWAS is chaired by the Nigerian president, and he, you know, took oath of office to be chair of ECOWAS July 2023. I guess it's anyone's guess to say his hands are full, both for issues concerning Africa and issues concerning the bloc. But now we have Niger, Burkina Faso, we have Mali pull out, and they exercise, or at least they call it a decision in complete sovereignty to pull out, because ECOWAS has deviated from founding principles, and the three countries accuse original body of failing to support their fight against terrorism and insecurity while imposing illegal, illegitimate, inhumane, irresponsible sanctions. So one wonders, what is the purpose of ECOWAS? It's to promote economic cooperation amongst member states in order to raise standard of living, promote economic development, ensure resolution of conflicts in the region, and also develop peacekeeping force, which certainly we have seen and maybe even heard of. But there are reasons that have informed the position of Niger, Burkina Faso, even Guinea at a time, Mali, to insist on these coups. Now, the last caller was trying to make a case for the possibility that it is greed. But is it greed when even those who are coming into the continent and have they give you a reason to be on the continent? So they send troops, they send arms, they send you aid, but they take something out. Can you see that? They take something out. So a very good example would be France, which, of course, was famed for, well, I think Burkina Faso decided to make it quite a show for everyone to see. But they asked the French troops to leave. And initially, I was surprised at that. The French response was that they wouldn't leave. And you'd wonder why they wouldn't leave. If you were a guest on the soil, and they said, well, if you were a guest in my home, and I said, well, you had to leave. And then you say to me, oh, I wouldn't leave. It's like, okay, so what else is happening? Well, the French government manages the CFA francs. I mean, there are many things happening here, but the franc currency, it is said that they carefully guard, or the French government carefully guards, its economic and diplomatic links to Africa. One would be the notable hold on the franc that's tethered to the French treasury, and also via cultivating close bonds with ruling elites. So somehow this case of imperialism, or the control of the African continent through soft power, is very, very much ongoing. And then Africa is also regarded as the continent's, the French's backyard, or France's backyard. It is a situation where we're going to look like we're doing them a favor. We're going to leave, but we're really in there. I want to quickly share with you what could be happening, and this is not peculiar to France. Capital flights. So capital flights, how do I put this in simple terms? Capital resources that leave your country. That's it. Capital resource that leaves the country. So I want to quickly just share something with you. African resource-rich countries are particularly exposed to capital flights through embezzlement of exports and export misinvoicing. Now, topping that list is Nigeria, with a staggering, they say Nigeria has lost a staggering $467 billion through capital flights between 1970 and 2018. So I even need to get like the updated figures for this one. How much resources leave Africa? And this, of course, is through oil and other special blessed resource on the continent. I want to go to Angola real quick. Angola is not alone. The wealth captured is not limited to oil. Cote d'Ivoire is better known for cocoa. Hold on, let me even quickly read you something out of Angola lost as much as $103 billion through capital flights. This is a country where 76% of the rural population live in extreme poverty and below $1.90 per day. The national poverty rate in Angola has risen from 34% to 52% in the past decade. You already know the situation with Nigeria, so this is just touching on Angola. Now, that's Cote d'Ivoire, better known for cocoa. As at the end of 2018, the country had lost $55 billion through capital flights since 1970. Cote d'Ivoire is the world's top cocoa producer, accounting for 40% of global supply. Yet the country receives 5 to 7% of the profit generated globally by cocoa. You remember the video on CNN where Richard Quest gave chocolate to a kid working on the farm, a cocoa farm, and says, do you know what this is? And the child said, no. And Quest said, well, this is your cocoa. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm really trying to stretch your logic on what could be happening here. So let's come back to the subject matter, but please penetrate it with the lateral injections of news that I'm reporting your way to just be able to give us something sophisticated. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. ECOWAS, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, step out of ECOWAS. How does this make us look? How does this make us feel as a continent? And if there are any issues, what do you think they are? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Good to have you here.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for being here.
My name is Kole from Aja.
Thank you very much, Mewa, for being here.
Let me start from one of the callers that said, Nigeria, we have money, we have oil. Really? We have money and we are borrowing. We have oil and we are buying a little of oil now. How much now? How much in your area? Which money do we have? We have money in the hands of the politician. What is happening in Africa? Do you know what caused it?
What?
These are our mobile phone and internet. There are places we Africa, you know, they call us black monkey, all those stuff.
No, they don't
you know
call
what? They
you
are
that.
Calling us all those they are calling us all those names because we are limited to African soil. Our eye didn't see abroad. One of the barristers, Barrister Bani, you know him. He said if you want to sponsor the revolution in Nigeria, he will sponsor 1 million Nigeria abroad. By the time they get back to Nigeria airport, it will start. When people see other word. So now Africans are now seeing other word from their phone. Their legs have not touched it, but their eyes are seeing it. So what is the gain of the African ECOWAS? Even to me, ordinary Nigeria, they used to call me. So now if Nigeria don't want to learn, somebody call again and say, is the Willa that happy? Am I a Willa? I'm a Yoruba man. The president is a Yoruba man. But what the man is doing is totally against humanity. People are suffering, and yet they don't want Nigeria to divide. So if the government of Nigeria don't want to learn, they will learn by fire, by force, that Nigeria is a country.
Yeah, but do you think Nigeria is leading ECOWAS as it should, given what we now see in the news?
My dear, I've answered you that what is happening in Africa is the beginning of revolution in Africa generally,
okay.
Meaning that we have been enduring for so long. Now you say, why is it that France cannot leave Africa? Why would they leave Africa? Now they have discovered so many mineral resources. Without Africa, Europa will not succeed. Even without Nigeria, that's resources now they have discovered in Edo. They are powerful than the fire and the crude oil. In Edo, Nigeria, yes, we are suffering, and they don't want Nigeria to divide.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how does this make us look? Does it make the African continent look weak, or is this a move that would probably weaken the continent? Is this a problem? Hello. Make it back. This is on Eastside. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Joyce Oyemoa.
Tell us your name.
Yes, you're on to Felix from Ikorodu.
Go ahead.
Joyce, Nigeria is vegetating economically. People are suffering. You cannot roof your house, but you want to go and build mansion in another country. Join together. What do I mean by this? Nigerians are in abject poverty. Maybe 2% are managing to survive. You have not solved the problem of your own country. You want to go and lord and rule over the West African state. It's laughable now. It's laughable. Joyce, your roof is leaking. Instead of you to repair it, you are running into your neighbor's skyscraper. I want to rule over him. Wouldn't they ask you, what is happening? So your children will be crying, looking at you as their father. Eh? That you want to go and help someone because the skyscraper is going up. You want to go and control them.
What does this say for the unity of Africa and maybe...
Unity of Africa is because there is no need uniting when there are fragments of poverty, vegetation, vegetated human being, people who are doing, I don't know, that is, they are living, they are just surviving, they are not living like human. So what is the essence of this unity called ECOWAS? When you can't help your neighboring country, you are, if there are influx of terrorism, your borders are not taken care of, and then you expect people to continue to rule, to live in that condition. And that is why they are breaking away. What is the essence of keeping this marriage when there is no production?
All right.
You cannot reprocreate. So I don't blame them. If Russia is coming in and they are taking 5 bags of garri, when they can allow them to feed well with 2 bags, my sister, I think there is something to talk about. If the leaders are ready to manage the resources, mineral resources that we have in this Africa, we should be better than the Europeans now. Let's check around. Look at the crude we have. They call it sweet crude. That means less sulfur. You don't spend so much to crack. And we are here laughing, smiling at you. Yes, the world will smile at you because they are feeding on you.
All right.
And we are looking at them.
Well, thank you.
They are killing us. And we cannot rise up and say enough is enough. Russia is coming to take over. And they will make those people happy. Back in the days, we used to have lactose.
Well, China is already here. I don't know that it's taking
no,
over. But
yes, now, Joyce, I tell you, back in the days,
all right,
check the content of lactogen. We were leaking. It was creamy. And check what, because we were still having our colonial masters taking care of us. What do we have today? You cannot even taste the normal milk. It's like just ordinary powder. We are not ready. When we are ready, we will send them away and control and make our people live wow. Well. Canada is so also producing.
That also means you support this exit, therefore. You are saying you're in support of the exit, then?
Yes.
That's a yes or a no.
Ready, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That you leave. There's no support.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Make it back. Good afternoon to you. Someone is from Ghana reporting the pullout of Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso was also subject of discourse on radio this morning in Accra. Callers were also of the opinion that the nations have decided to take their destinies in their hands, saying ECOWAS hasn't done much to its member states and the citizenry. In fact, one caller said ECOWAS was just like the Black Stars of Ghana, that's the national team in Ghana, saying both have been abysmal, not achieving much despite huge potential and promise. This is Chris from Accra. Thank you. The recent withdrawal of military regime from ECOWAS may have both merits and demerits. On the opposite side, it could signal a commitment to democratic government and respect of regional norms. However, it might also create challenges in maintaining stability and addressing security concerns if there is a gap in collaboration. So the impact depends on how these regimes contribute or hinder regional cooperation. Well, so here we are. We're following a moving story. And if Africa is supposed to be anything, unity is the first thing. The sunny side. Make it back. Welcome. How are you?
Hello, Lady J.
Speak up for us. Thank you. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Emeka is my name.
Welcome, Emeka. Thank you.
See, what is happening across Africa, the sub-region, is a protest against years of slavery, surrogacy on the part of sub-regional leaders. ECOWAS, like many other international bodies, have not lived up to the bidding. As a matter of fact, the crop of leaders that make up ECOWAS have questionable characters. What has ECOWAS done to entrench democracy and democratic values within the sub-region?
So let me throw you a curveball. One of the reasons for the sanctions place on the countries who have a military takeover, according to ECOWAS, was that they would need to return to a democratic situation. So I think to answer your question, ECOWAS is trying to fight for a democratic government or democratic governments
okay.
in Africa.
Thank you so much, my sister. Those people who are imposing those sanctions, those crop of leaders
yeah.
who had the audacity to impose that sanction on the basis of entrenching democracy, how did they get to power? What was the process like that brought them to power? Look, you can't give what you don't have. I think Africans are beginning to, there's a renaissance taking place in Africa now. People are beginning to discover who they really are, what has been happening to them. Imagine most of the countries in Africa that have mineral resources, yet these mineral resources are being controlled by the West. For me, what is happening, what Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger have done, I don't know how sustainable it's going to be for them. I really hope that they have thought it through. But if they have done so, and what they're trying to do is for the good of their people, I think I'm in full support of it. Because ECOWAS leaders, if you look at the ECOWAS court, for instance, how binding has rulings and judgments of the ECOWAS court been on the sub-regional leaders? The process that has brought them, like I mentioned before, how credible has it been? So when you have a bunch of corrupt people heading a regional body and they're trying to impose democratic values on another country, is that not the height of hypocrisy? So it is time for Africa to take their own destiny into their own hands. If you have mineral resources and those mineral resources are being controlled by the West through the use of your own leaders as surrogates, then of what value is it? ECOWAS needs to reposition itself. ECOWAS needs to ask itself pertinent questions as to how useful have they been to their own people. Because Africa is sinking down the point of nadir despite these sub-regional organizations.
Okay.
If you find out that you have a process of election where election is being rigged, the system is being compromised, the will of the people is being subverted, what does ECOWAS do in that situation?
All
it is to wait for the courts to either, on the grounds of technicality, give legitimacy to an illegitimate process. And then they welcome such people, and you expect the rest of Africa to fold their hands. What is happening with Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger is just a tip of the iceberg as to what we should expect in coming years, because Africa is getting tired of corrupt leaders coming together to represent the interests of the West. Most of them are just stooges.
All right.
We know so many rulings and judgments of the ECOWAS court, even as it affects one of the freedom fighters we have today, how binding has it been on the ECOWAS leaders? So if, like the last call I mentioned, if an alliance is not working, there is a need to renegotiate that alliance. If a matrimony with unholy alliance is not working, there is a need for us to recalibrate and renegotiate our unity as a people. ECOWAS, for me, has failed in all respects. Even the management of this situation that took place, that happened in these three countries, was poorly managed. And don't forget, the leaders of those countries, be the military junta or whatever, are also, the world is a global village. They know about the processes that have brought most of these leaders to power.
Mm-hmm.
They are aware of everything that took place. And you have the audacity, by what local standing you have.
If you were to make a projection then, this kind of situation happening on the African continent, where France leaves, which is of course on the side of the West, and Russia comes in from the East, what does this say about the continent?
That is my problem. Insofar as if they're trying to get rid of every vestige of new colonialism, they have to do it in total.
Yeah, but it's not just the external force. It's also the internal one, which is this insecurity. And one wonders, how does insecurity continue to fester, given that we've had local, continental, and international forces come on the continent to fight insecurity?
And how successful have they been? How successful? They come in and they also help in degrading your environment. They come in because of your mineral resources. Let me tell you, in international politics, there's not like permanent enemy or permanent interest. Any Western or foreign power that is coming to your country, they have their interest. Russia that is coming there, Russia wouldn't be coming there if they have nothing to gain. So they have to be very careful. Like I said, I don't know how sustainable this pullout is going to be. They have to be careful, because you can't be getting rid of every vestige of all French colonialism and you're bringing in Russia. The memorandum of understanding or whatever agreement must be clearly spelled out.
Thank you.
Because it might be jumping from firepan to fire if they're not careful.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you for your commentary. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. Make it back. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. We're following through on this development out of the African continent, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, pull out of ECOWAS. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Marco from Fishtalk.
Good.
Yeah, it is interesting, the development that has taken place. But the issue or the fact is, France used their francophone bloc, their francophone countries in Africa, to frustrate the effort of ECOWAS. ECOWAS started off with very beautiful program, you know, what they intend to do, to achieve economic integration. But France never allowed it, even the common currency. France somehow found a way of of disrupting that, using the same Mali, Burkina Faso, and some other countries, Guinea, whatever. So we are suffering the effect of them pandering to another country instead of looking inwards. Nothing has changed. They are just changing slave master. Leaving France to go to Russia wouldn't change anything. Look inward, develop economic plan. The inside, how can you develop? I haven't seen any plan from them. There is pure emotions all over the place. Nothing has changed. The same Africa, the same talking emotion, the same, you know, doing some revolutionary things. Making so much emotion, no progress. Look inward. The uranium, whatever, how do you strategy? It doesn't matter Russia or US. Where do you get the best price? Where do you get the best arrangement?
Okay, pardon me.
That's what you should be.
Yeah, yeah, I have to be off on a break. I'm really going to love your opinion when I return. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How does the situation playing out within the ECOWAS bloc affecting us as a continent? But how does it also make Nigeria look? So the first caller said something that I thought would have stirred a reaction. He's like, how come Nigeria hasn't taken over the continent as a solid leader that's directional, that's purposeful, that has aim, objectives, but also in its character and stature is solid enough to command not just respect, but command activities on the planet. Well, no, pardon me, on the continent. And as fancy as the idea sounds, maybe that's also the problem, that it sounds fanciful if we consider every option available. As Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso pull out, they accuse ECOWAS of deviating from the founding principles, but even more damning, they say, that ECOWAS has not supported their fight against terrorism and insecurity while imposing illegal, illegitimate, inhumane, irresponsible sanctions. And so the African continent has been a whale of gold for a handful of countries on this planet. But we're here back, and the continent that's supposed to be united isn't. At least for today, as of today, it's not. So how does this make us look? Is it the leadership, or is it a leadership problem? Is it a lack? Well, someone said greed, and maybe that's also worth looking into. But how greedy is it? Yeah, well, maybe I should let you speak on it if you think it's greed. How does this make us look? And if there be any future concerns or issues, what do you think the issues are? Do you support this withdrawal from the bloc by Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info, we're talking the African continent, its development, and why this is interesting is also because Nigeria heads ECOWAS. And one would say, well, if Nigeria is anything to go by, what are your expectations from the block, or expectations from the block? Let's talk. The sunny side is good to have you. Welcome back. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being here.
This is Chris.
Welcome, Chris. Go ahead. Oh, I do apologize, Chris. Your line isn't too clear. Please, you're going to have to call me back. Thank you. Nigeria Info. Make it back. Hello, the sunny side. It's good to have you here. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello, afternoon.
Thank you very much for being here. Go ahead. Tell us your name. Nigeria Info, hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is Obasi David from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much for calling.
Am I speaking with Joyce?
Exactly. Good to have you here.
Yeah. It's lovely to hear from you.
Good to hear from
you. Well, the problem in Africa in general is that they don't have a stand. They are undecided. They don't know what or who they are. They're supposed to avoid over-reliance on the West, whether the West or the East. At least they should be able to take their destinies in their hand. Like, had it been Gaddafi is still there, by now, I know the Africa in general would have at least be somehow to get them or have a stable ground.
Do you suppose that a Gaddafi is a more rounded individual in terms of leadership than a Tinubu is?
I don't get your point, man.
Do you think a Gaddafi is a better leader than a Tinubu is?
Far better. Far better than Tinubu is, than anybody who has ruled Nigeria as far as leadership is concerned. Though I have not been in Libya, but with the story I have heard from Libya, when Gaddafi was in power, I believe the Libyans were enjoying the government of Gaddafi until they were deceived by the West. Unlike what is happening in Nigeria, the insecurity is too much. We are more divided than ever we were before, than even before the colonialism. We are more divided along ethnic line, religious line. You can see what is happening in the Southeast. Even as I'm talking to you now, even before, during the time of February, that is 2021, 27th of January, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You know there is a war that broke out in my community. That war, they are still fighting it till now. Do you know that the vice president of this country went to my village and he noticed what was happening? They were unable to stop it. This was a war that broke out in collaboration with the former governor, Dev Omahi. You understand? With the local government chairman, the former local government chairman. You understand? So the insecurity, the ethnicity of a thing that is happening, the religious killing. Look at what is happening in Plateau State. Look at Benue, the killing everywhere. So the way African leaders usually carry out their leadership process is along religious and tribal line. And ECOWAS, they don't see anything wrong with it. The killing that is going on, the insecurity, they don't care. All they know is to seize power. Seizing power, they don't know what to do with the power.
Wow. So this leaves us...
They are being controlled by the West.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
And it's for their selfishness. It's not for the people.
And
so
therefore,
the better person.
And therefore, this whole move by Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, in your opinion, is fantastic because at least they are deciding to do something for themselves, by themselves.
Sincerely speaking, it's the better move. It's the best move ever. And I wish other countries will equally do the same.
Okay.
You understand?
Oh.
I don't wish Nigeria will withdraw from ECOWAS because I know our president is the chairman of ECOWAS, and he will not buy that idea. You understand? How I wish other countries will buy the idea of, because they've been of no use. They've been of no use to the common people of West Africa.
Of the region. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate it. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Joyce, how you doing?
Good, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name, go ahead.
Please, you guys should help us with your Skype. I've been calling for 1 hour.
I apologize. I really do apologize.
Connecting. It doesn't connect. And nobody, and you guys refuse to pick our calls on WhatsApp.
Okay, but hey, you're here. That's because I paid attention, right?
Okay, I'll keep dropping messages if it doesn't connect.
I'll appreciate that.
I would say the decision taken by these three countries has its pros and cons, but I think I would still kind of tend towards the pros, in the sense that like every most of the caller have been saying, especially the very first caller, ECOWAS has outlived its usefulness. It's just like NYSC at this point. And yeah, I think Nigeria should have taken a more decisive role when it comes to Africa in general, but it seems like we're also just sitting down and our leaders are being myopic. Why do I say so in terms of ECOWAS? First of all, ECOWAS, you kept pointing out, okay, the major reason of ECOWAS is economic growth.
Development, unity in the region.
Okay, and I keep asking myself, okay, can you give me one of these points where, out of all the points you've listed, can you tell me one that they've excelled? Right now, the trade between any African country, and I mean any out of the over 50 that we have. Any African countries haven't gone beyond 10%. They all trade more with their colonial masters. In terms of the security, you've already pointed it out. That is even the major reason why these countries are saying no, enough is enough. And these countries, especially like France, in this instance, they come in, they take a huge chunk of their resources, they detect what goes in the country. And at the end of the day, they are not proposing any solution. Their own goal is to ensure that this situation prolongs and they remain there and they keep collecting and collecting. Because at the end of the day, if the economic grip that France has over these Francophone countries is taking off, trust me, top 20, France is not going to be close to anywhere within the top 20. This Africa, France is literally living and existing based on the backs of all these African countries, which I would support them that enough is enough. But the downside of them doing this, they would have, opted to go with a cooperative relationship and agreement with all these countries. You letting Russia into your country, you're only trading one superpower or one power for another. And it's only going to get worse. But
Russia's an old guy. He's really been in this game. He just had some, little house issues to fix, and he's back in the game. He's always been in the game. That's Soviet Union right there. So they've always been in Africa.
I know, but trust me, Russia is, when it comes to them showing their bad side, they are worse than the West. Because the West, they still have their ideals that they would still have to use as a front, or they would try to hide whenever they're trying to do bad. If Russia wants to do bad, and they don't care about it. I don't know if you've been listening to the news in regards to the Ukraine war. They were supposed to do some prisoner exchange. They allowed the plane to fly, and when it was about to cross the border, they shut it down and say, plane malfunction, boom, everybody died. These are prisoners that you would have just shot the prisoners right wherever you kept them in confinement, but they didn't. They allowed the plane to go, and when they gave them the hope that, they are going to be exchanged, that they'll regain their freedom, boom, they shut them down. At the end of the day, it's just, for me, it just feels like they're exchanging one power over the other. And if I'm to support the point the other person said in terms of Nigeria being a big brother, yes, this, it's long overdue. See, the problem we have really is the system we run in Africa, and especially our leaders. Our leaders are just too myopic. Why will I settle to rule a local government, a state, a country, when I can literally have the continent? All we have to do is to put our acts together. See, all things being equal, when it comes to soft power, Nigeria, you might believe it or you can believe it or you might not, but I know I'm telling the truth. We are as powerful as the U.S. There is no country you will go on earth if you say, guess where I'm from, Nigeria, at least Nigeria will be the top two. We are everywhere. We are the ones holding up most of the economies, even in this Western. There are more doctors.
I don't know. Power is the better descriptive. I think we are famed symbolically, but I don't know for power, because what America has done is to get, so money is the blood life. They've made money, the blood in the vein in the world, and so America practically calls the shot as far as money. That's why you have a dollarized world, right? Until Russia decided to pull out, until China decided to go against the entire logic of a dollarized world, right? So I think we're only just feigned. I don't know for power. I don't think we have power, because the gold is in Switzerland and in Fort Knox. It's not here.
Yeah, choice. That's why I didn't say power. I say soft power. Soft power is the situation.
We don't have soft power. Look, are you trying to give Nigeria credit? We don't have soft power. We're too arrogant for soft power.
Well, yeah, we might be arrogant, but I feel that, okay. See, we are, at least our face is already up there. There's hardly,
We're just plenty. Yeah, we have resources, we have talent, but it's not harnessed. So it's like having a weapon you can't use. You're not strong if you have a weapon you can't use.
Well, I'll put particular point in the back burner. So I don't exhaust my limited time. But at the end of the day, if we're talking about those that at least have the potential in terms of intellectual capacity, resource, the numbers, amongst any of the black countries, Nigeria is still number one, that has the potential of being
potential,
a super
country. Yes, I agree with that.
Which I believe we should have taken advantage of. Is it not absurd that, okay, place like Gaza that they are fighting, they still have power, and we on a good day, we can't even guarantee 24 hours of power supply?
Well, there are many things to make you cry if we're going to go into that.
You kept pressing that guy that, okay, how are they supposed to achieve influence over this country? It is easy. We have the population, we have the, in terms of resource, we are still far better than them. In terms of revenue, we are still far more better than them. If I can say, okay, this man...
So what is the issue? Is it corruption? Because someone said it was greed. Is it corruption? Is it greed? Is it lack of vision? Is it a lack of... What is it then?
If they had greed, they would have gone for it a long time ago. They are just too myopic. They don't see the big picture. America saw the big picture during the Second World War and they pounced on it. That was when they actually took over the leadership of the world compared to the old powers like Russia and the United Kingdom, most especially the United Kingdom.
All right. Okay.
That was when they actually took power, not even whenever that they thought they took over. It was when they took over the world stage, switched from the gold-backed currency to the dollarized currency.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here. I really do appreciate your calling in. Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yes, my name is Ife Omotayo.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just want to quickly contribute to
the
topic.
Sure, please, go ahead.
First of all, you see, I want to borrow a leaf from these Chinese and some other countries now that are developing into world powers.
Mm-hmm.
When they were under serious, I don't want to call it colonization now, when they were under serious oppression / colonization, how did they come out of it? They didn't start by, first of all, seizing power. And yes, there were so many aggression and fighting and infighting and all those. But what they first ran after was development, education. They first of all developed, they worked on it.
Okay.
You see, I looked at Mali, Burkina Faso, and what is the level of education? What is the level of development? If they want to rule themselves, free themselves from Western influences and oppression, I think the first thing they have to do is not to look for who to parley with the world power to now, you know, to become a big brother or a superpower that they will now rely on. They have to, first of all, look for how to develop themselves. And how can they do that? Education. Simple. Education. First, education. And it is going to be a calculated thing. Even Gaddafi. Look, Gaddafi sponsored the education in Libya. I remember very well. They had so many technologists. They had so many, even women in Puda were technologists doing technological things. They were developing gradually. If they sever themselves from France and now still get attached to Russia, Russia is even worse. It's like jumping from fry pan to fire. Yes, I think it's still a good thing. That it is still a good thing, because if you, in the midst of so many foolish things, there must be something.
But wait, though. But wait, this is me just out of curiosity. You think Russia is worse than who? America?
Russia is worse than America and France added together.
How? What has Russia done?
What is happening in Ukraine and the rest is. Honestly, you see, let me tell you one thing. I see Ukraine as a very, very significant country all over the world. See, I've not been to Ukraine, but I see the kind of economic value Ukraine has brought to world development, world satisfaction, the market, the technology, everything. Ukraine. Hello?
Do you know what caused the conflict? I'm not even trying to hold court for anyone, but do you remember what caused the conflict?
Joyce.
It was America looking for territory. This same thing.
In the midst, let me tell you one thing.
when you are between two
devils, I don't know if it's the same America that we know.
When you are in between two, when it be a major problem, and you don't see a sock, you will look for. There are so many evils around you. You look for the better evil among the evils that
the
are
lesser
around
evil.
You.
Okay, so now you think the leaving of the three nations is to their disadvantage at this point. You don't even think that they can do anything for themselves. They're going to end up being dependent on Moscow, or to any degree dependent on Moscow.
My dear sister, they will depend on Russia, and that will be to their detriment.
Okay,
I'm serious. If you look at Burkina Faso,
but is the better option staying? So now, then I have to ask you: is the better option remaining with ECOWAS and whatever the laws governing the continent is, including external influences?
See, they should have stayed with ECOWAS with stringent measures.
Yeah, but how stringent can you be against France? France controls your money. Like, how did the Rothschild say, control the money, you control? The man who, I have to look for that quote for you, that the one who controls the money is the one who controls the market or controls the world.
Yes, you will pay the price. What I'm even after is that, is it not possible for them to remain in ECOWAS and still sever themselves from the influence of Russia? I mean,
France. So I don't have the answer to that question, but as you can tell,
it is possible.
It didn't look possible. Otherwise, it could not have happened if it was possible. And remember when they told France to leave, France said they weren't going to leave. So, when they left, but that because of the coup.
You see, I still believe that thing. I don't want to go about the superiority, the fire.
Because it's politics, it's not a moral thing. It's politics, it's not moral. It's power play.
Yes, it is. But then they themselves, they are not prepared for what they're about to step into.
All right.
They're not prepared for it.
ECOWAS,
ECOWAS
1, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Neil. Got
yes,
it.
They
Thank
must
you.
Be prepared for it.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
And they're not
they
prepared.
They must be prepared for it.
All right.
There must be a conscious effort to be able to sustain themselves, to become, to make France not indispensable to them. You understand what I'm saying?
No, to make France dispensable. Like, say, France leaves and then they don't have use for France because France is of no good to them, right? That's what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
How would their own survival be without the kind of influence that France is giving them when they are now with Russia?
That's what we're about to find out. Yeah.
That is my problem.
All right. Fingers crossed.
I support that they've left ECOWAS.
Oh, you support that?
In fact, yes, I do. But are they prepared for what will come out of it?
We're going to have to see. All right.
I hope that people will not have to suffer for it. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, that's a good thinking. Hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. You too. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Let's talk of what we're doing to ourselves as the country is almost becoming past tense. Instead of worrying about countries leaving so-called ECOWAS, what have we really gained even as a so-called giant of Africa other than wasting our money and resources? Nigeria alone is bad example why some members can behave anyhow with the so-called original body. Oh, Nigeria is a bad example, and that's why you think other members behave anyhow. Oh, okay. If we were the giants that we are supposed to be, the issues of coup across the region would unlikely occur. All right. Thank you very much, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm actually off for a break, so let me see if I can squeeze in one more message before... Oh, this is long. Give me a shorter one. Give me something. Joyce, the entire value of the economy of all West African countries together is not even up to $1 trillion. Don't say that. That has got to be wrong. With all our natural resources, I disagree. I've not even done the math, but I totally disagree. What? $1 trillion? How many is $1 trillion? How much is that? That's not money. So this gentleman says the entire economic value of West Africa is not up to $1 trillion. Come on now. Your math is so bad. I'm off on a break.
Activate. We are radio active on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce,
and I really have to go back to this message. His name's David. He says, Joyce, the entire value of the economy of all West African countries together is not even up to $1 trillion. Only about four countries there are even viable to some extent. So what is the value of them together? The only problem, the only major issue I see here is insecurity. We should just secure our borders so that we don't have a spike of militants coming into Africa. Coming in to me. Into you? Okay. You say Africa as a region should wake up on governance and do better for its people first. This is David. So I have a minute before commercial break, and in that minute I want to tell you. So David, I'm disagreeing with your first sentence, which is that the West African countries collectively do not have an economy of up to $1 trillion. That's the problem when, for example, European companies come establish their companies here or their factories here, export your raw material. So, for example, say they buy your tin. They buy tin or your gold at $5 a ton. And I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating, and I'm doing something with that. They buy your gold or your tin for $5 a ton. Take it out, make jewelry or make iPhone. Come back and sell it to you 1 million naira. That's the only reason you would think that. Because if the raw material is what's needed, and you can invest in industry, there is no way you would have said that. But I totally get your point. We're off on a break. We'll be right back with Nigeria Info.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I want to share with you something I read last year. Conflict and escalating violence uprooted a record 6.9 million people in the DRC, mostly in the east of the country. This is a report by the International Organization for Migration. This was, I think I read this maybe November. I read this November last year. And anyone should ask the question, why, for example, has a Congo been coming through? You remember Blood Diamond? Good. Anyone should be asking, so why is the Congo coming through persistent conflict? Well, copper, diamond, tantalum, tin, gold, and cobalt. Yeah. I hear those are like the top exports out of the Congo. And so you have things like conflict materials, tantalum, tin, tungsten, gold. You have wealth leaving the country. So real quick, this is just to say that even the notion that the African continent is poor at this point, it's not only a construct, it's a false construct. You know what? You don't have to agree with me. We can just debate it, but not today for sure. But I'd ask you to think about it. I'd ask you to think about it. And I get it. There's this picture. In fact, someone looks at you, your degree, your put together, your eloquence, your style, your pizzazz. They look at you. You have... I remember my first racial profiling was by a gay guy in Canada. And he said to me, you sound like you went to an Ivy League school. And only God knows what he thinks of Africans. For him to have just... He was like, yeah, you sound intelligent. You must have gone to an Ivy League school. That was my first racial profiling. And so one wonders, what is the perception as far as Africa's poverty goes in the face of the world? Like, how, if we ask the world to paint us a picture of what Africa's poverty is, I'm sure these are going to be pictures we can't look at. So again, I say to you, think about it, and maybe we can debate it. Is Africa really poor, or is the poverty in Africa a construct? The thing, and you know, like, so you want to enslave someone, your best tool is not physically disarming them. Your best tool is to psychologically disarm them. So if you psychologically break them down, then you don't need to keep guard, because they're like a horse. You have when you domesticate an animal, then you have them where you want them without even touching them. So it's like you got something without touching it. That's conversation for another day. And I think that day is coming. Maybe like sometime next week, we can really just debate this African poverty. Let's look at what we have. Look at our capital flights. And then revisit the case of, you know, the poverty. Is this poverty self-imposed? oh, are we really just poor? You know, like, are we just truly poor people that God forgot while he was giving away wealth on that line? You know, people queuing up in heaven looking for, waiting for their blessings, and Africa didn't show up, or we were late. Yeah, conversation for another day. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So I can afford four more, because I think Nigerians everywhere want to talk about this. Just four. I think I'll do four calls and then I'll read two messages, okay? I want us to talk about this whole sexual allegation thing in the military. Nigeria Info, I'm going to give you 1 minute. Just lay it on me real quick, okay? Because we want to go to something else.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon. I'm giving you 1 minute. Just lay it on me.
Yeah, you have a man on the line. I'm calling from.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Africa is not poor, you know, but there is this button, you know, right in front of us that we need a leader, you know, who is going to press, you know. That leader is who we haven't found.
Okay.
As for the Niger and those other countries, at this point, I wouldn't want all of us to put our head in one basket. You know, good for them if they are making this decision. I just wish them.
There is no basket. What do you mean we put our heads in one basket? There is no basket. First of all, it's a basket, so you have a problem.
We need to break away from some of this myopic way of reasoning.
What is myopic?
Democracy that is not working. Some people calling themselves Democrats, you know, that we know that they come into power through at least political coup. So nobody should come and fool us. Now, for those saying Russia is worse than the West or US, I don't believe them, you know, because the US is a silent, they are silent killers, you know. From the killing of this man in Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah, you know, a lot of coups that happen in Africa, was this Sankara or whatever, you know, you can't exonerate the West and then US. So I wish them well, as I said, you know, that nobody should come and tell us that they are worse or we are better than them. So it's just our leaders who are calling them whatever. It's a pot calling a kettle black. So I wish them well, just as I said.
All right, thank you. I was lost with the last one. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless the last caller.
Okay.
You see, I didn't want to call in, but the people that provoked me were those second to the last caller and the first person who called from Skype, who said Russia is worse than US and France. See, those people, when you ask those type of people, okay, what has Russia done? They will mention Ukraine, what's going on in Ukraine. Can they tell me what US have done? Has Russia done what US has done? No. In Libya, Obama's time, I loved Obama before, but when that thing happened, I read about the atrocities he committed. The love I had for Obama died immediately. And those things he did in Nigeria too, he wanted us to become gay country. See, and some people are calling in to say Russia is worse. Can they tell me what Russia has done? Apart from Ukraine?
All right.
They cannot. They want to do is paint the US good because it is easy for them to go there. Or maybe it is closer to them. They now feel Russia is worse than those places. What US has done in this world? They've done evil more than any other country.
No.
In Iraq, in Afghanistan. Do you know what all those things? Are those people talking? Have they read about those things? If I don't want to talk about the atrocities US has done.
All right. So you support this whole moving away by the three countries in West Africa?
Wholeheartedly. In fact, I want Nigeria to even move out, if possible. ECOWAS is just figurehead. Nothing. They are not doing anything.
All right. Thank
even
you.
Even your the ECOWAS passport in Nigeria, ECOWAS passport as in Nigeria, you can't use it to enter some countries.
Oh, now that you mentioned it, I saw a message on that on social media.
So what's the usefulness of ECOWAS? And some people are calling in to say Russia is this. Abeg, may we not start that topic.
All right. Thank you. So thanks to the gentleman, Kunle Eniton from Poll UK, sends me a quick summary of West Africa's total GDP. It's about a little over $2 trillion. Then GDP per capita, 2,500 as of 2013. Total GDP nominal, $810 billion. $810 billion total GDP nominal. This has to be old, man. This looks like something out of since 1980. $810 billion. All the corruption figures we've been talking about, the average corruption figure. How much is it? Who came up with this $810 billion total GDP nominal? Well, I think it's more. That's just all I'm saying. But thank you very much. I do appreciate. As a 2022 total GDP of West Africa, a little over $2 trillion. And again, it's also because raw material is taken away from here, added value to and sent back here, and we're made to pay 1 million naira for the iPhone. The exploitation is wild. It's someone says this, Nigeria, let me see if I can read that one. He says that Russia is looking for a piece of the pie, and in that vein trying to recolonize Africa. This whole theory of recolonization is even old gist, because what would you say about France and their domination here, or about conglomerates, this international companies that have their companies here and take, what would you say about oil companies? No, the recolonization is not about to happen. It never left. Good. Final caller, Nigeria Info. Welcome on this issue. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Tell me your name. You can go ahead. You're my final caller. Drop it on me.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank
you. I'm Balu calling from Ikoyi.
Thank you, Balu from Ikoyi.
Yeah, thank you. You know, for me, I support those three countries.
Okay, good.
To go out from ECOWAS, because I read yesterday that ECOWAS is 49 years old. What? So 49 years old, and we cannot see anything like ECOWAS is doing something. I did not see anything good from ECOWAS.
All right.
So I think I'm from one of the French-speaking countries. So in my country, France, I don't know what to say. France is like the worst colonial master in the world. France,
why?
They are bad.
How?
France destroyed Africa, French-speaking countries.
Tell me, what country are you from? Which of the neighboring African countries are you from, please?
You know, I'm from Benin Republic.
Benin Republic, good.
Yeah. You know, France, I hate them personally because of the history I read. You need to colonize us. See, being under France is hell. It's hell. So for me, it's a good decision for Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. And, you know, this ECOWAS, I don't know why they allow ECOWAS to choose a country leader to be a leader of ECOWAS. They should choose somebody who is not a president.
Okay.
See, how can them choose Tinubu as a leader of ECOWAS? What is he going to do there?
Lead?
See, ECOWAS is just like, I don't know how to describe ECOWAS. It's just like playing ground for, like, you know, take a politician to be a leader of, take a country leader to be a leader of ECOWAS. What is he going to do there?
All right.
Okay. We just wake up. One day and close border. Last time, close border like 2 years. No request talk, no question. Why do you do that? Nothing. Just close border, open one for his people. See, he just mess up. Black man self have problem on his own. France joined. See,
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Well, I appreciate everyone who's also helping us establish GDP of West African country. Remember that I told you part of the issue of capital flights would be misinvoicing, and of course the non-documentation of the exports of your natural resources. So I'm not even sure how that $2 trillion is even the thing. I'm not even sure. I'm just not sure. In fact, I would love to disagree. But then again, I appreciate what Google can do which is reinforce the bias. Well, reinforce the position of whoever instituted Google and needs it as a form of reference. But yeah, I think the GDP, if they're telling us on Figure that it's if they're telling us it's 2 trillion, it's more than 2 trillion. Okay, that's it. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's a moving story, so maybe tomorrow we can hear that Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso are back. We don't know. As it moves, we'll follow it and certainly bring the conversation to your knowing and get your opinion regarding the development. And you can see Africa through the eyes of the Nigerian ECOWAS and those who feel ECOWAS has not served them in the most remote sense. When we return, well, there's something in the news. The military has had to speak on it because a female officer accuses her superiors of sexual harassment.
Activate. We are radioactive on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Oh, real quick, just before we get into the heart of the matter, remember you can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira today between now and 2:55. I want to give money to someone. I'm going to ask that you play to win. Hold on, I even just need to get my own table staring me in the eye. *347*880*#. You play to win. 500 Naira is what's required of you to stake. If you stake that, then you win 20,000 Naira this afternoon. Between now and the top of the hour, I want to give 20,000 Nigerian Naira away to someone. So you can either go to the website, www.oneplay.ng, or on your phone, the code is *347*880#. 500, and you can play as many times as possible, but this is going to just take 500 Naira from you. Play as many times as possible. And then again, it's a game. So chances are you could lose because the game is not to the swift, or the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But it's the only way to bet. You're taking a blind chance in hopes that you win. So this is where the philosophy of luck comes in. You just want to hope that you're lucky. So I'm saying all of this to say, do not gamble blindly and do not risk too much out of greed. Just stake as much as you're willing to lose. But if you play as many times as possible, you increase your chances of winning. Now that you know the ground rule, good luck as you play.
I was supposed to come to my medical center, Ojo. We are meet Konya Abia Bukami, who requests sex for me and I refused. Ever since then, this man has been my nightmare in the army. He threatened to dismiss me each time he sees me. He injects me, comes to my room to inject me. My own apartment, comes to my room here to inject me. Sends some boys to my house. If I'm lying, I have all evidence. I have evidence against him, and I have witnesses. Come to my house to inject me. He also stigmatized me that I have meta in his. Each time I try to expose him, or each time any senior person, any senior officer trying to intervene, he will tell me that I have meta in his. He even wrote to DOA to board me out. He wrote to DOA 3 good times to board me out of army. He freeze my account for 1 year. He freeze my account February last 18 date. No salary. I cried to some senior officers. I wrote a petition using section 179 of the Armed Forces Act. I've seen so many officers, senior officers, junior officers to intervene, but none of them is giving me this in here. But and anyone who's trying to intervene will tell them I have mental illness. And the day he locked me, he injected me, he almost raped me. When they caught him and he said, I have mental illness, he took me to psychiatry hospital. He went to lock me up there. He locked me up there for 1 good month without any medication. He denied me access to military courses. And meanwhile, you know, they know very well that my progression in the army determined my course attendance. No course. Now they've given me admission in medical school. They refused to release me. deny me everything. I can't even go on pass to see my parents. No pass, no leave for me. But please, and please, if anything will happen to me, please hold them responsible. Hold Kone Ibi Abdulkarim responsible, especially Kone Ibi Abdulkarim, Kone GS Ogo, Brigadier General Ibi Shelebo. Hold them responsible. They are my nightmare in the army.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So here, a female officer accuses her superiors of sexual harassment, intimidation. And I think for a very long time, I haven't seen someone who, particularly the sexual allegations, come out boldly to state something against her superiors in the manner that she did. I remember watching the video and she says, look, I don't even care at this point what they're going to do to me, but this is the truth. I have proof. And this is what my superiors are doing. Now, the Nigerian military responded saying, we assure the general public that the Nigerian army as an institution is committed to upholding the integrity and morals of its personnel. And as such, appropriate actions will be taken based on the findings of the investigation. And they further add, we urge the public to allow the investigative process to take its course and refrain from making hasty judgments. They also say the Nigerian army remains dedicated to serving our nation with honor and integrity, end quote. Okay, so I'm looking at the clock and it's just about time for me to go off on a break. When we come back, we'll see how much time we have for a conversation. Otherwise, we could do this tomorrow. The sunny side, my name's Joyce. You're listening to Nigeria Info.